Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 49 in Albuquerque, I'm Tara Gatewood. There are many talented musicians and artists creating work today in Native communities across the U.S. and Canada. And they're getting attention not only for their songs, but the messages in them. In the next hour, we'll hear from a few artists featured on a new episode of Rebel Music, which recently premiered on MTV.
Let's rise, get it.
The music is my shield and my weapon, and I think that's why I'm able to be vulnerable, but also able to pack a punch at the same time.
This music is like bringing back the culture, our history.
Stay with us. The news is next.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. First Nations leaders in Manitoba are angry over the beating and sexual assault of a 16-year-old girl in Winnipeg. Renelle Harper was left for dead near the banks of a river. She was found by two construction workers who called for help. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, there are similarities to another incident that took place earlier this year.
Renelle Harper has now been released from a Winnipeg hospital and is with her parents who have come to the city while she recovers. They are from the Garden Hill First Nation, but Renelle has been living in Winnipeg for the past 2 years while attending high school. Earlier this month, she was beaten and sexually assaulted and then thrown from a bridge into the Assiniboine River. She managed to get to the riverbank and dragged herself ashore, but then she was assaulted a second time with a baseball bat and left for dead. Police described the attack as horrific. Two men, one aged 20, the other 17, have been arrested and face charges of attempted murder and sexual assault. First Nations leaders are calling on Winnipeg's new mayor to improve relations with Aboriginal people. David Harper is a grand chief from northern Manitoba.
We have a new mayor in town. He's got to be able to open those doors for us First Nations to be able to go talk to him, to be able to say, look, these are the things that we can change. These are the things that we need to change.
Family and friends say Renelle Harper is lucky to be alive. Meanwhile, police are looking for a link between the attack on Harper and the killing earlier this year of another Aboriginal teenager, Tina Fontaine. She disappeared in August after running away from foster care. The 15-year-old's lifeless body was pulled from the Red River a week later. There are similarities between the cases, but police have not linked them. Meanwhile, both incidents have led to the renewal of calls for a public inquiry in Canada into the hundreds of cases of missing or murdered Aboriginal women and girls. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
MTV premiered one episode of a six-part series of documentaries about youth, music, and global social change online last week. Rebel Music, Native America is told through four Indigenous artists. Polly Dinetclaw reports on one of them.
Mike Cliff, Oglala Lakota, says his music is to inspire young people to overcome challenges they face in life. Cliff grew up on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. In the film, he talks about seeing bad stuff on the reservation like violence. In this clip, he encourages his little brother, who's dealing with a parent with substance abuse problems.
I always see you depressed, man, even after I talk to you. I just want you to know there's still something else, you know?
Yeah.
As miserable as it is here, all you have to do is work hard right now, because you'll eventually be out in the world doing your thing just like I am. I think no one cares about you, bro. I think about you every day. I want to guide you and help you, you know what I mean?
He says he struggled to leave and eventually moved to Phoenix, Arizona. Cliff says there he worked a 9-to-5 job but realized it wasn't for him. He decided to pursue music and is now working with other Indigenous artists to help address issues facing their communities. Cliff's message to young people is to see that failure doesn't define their future.
I could have given up. I have given up plenty of times. Doesn't mean anything. Always move forward. Because where we're at as a people, we can't give up.
Cliff says the documentary with MTV is an opportunity to reach youth around the world. He says it was a positive experience and they had a lot of input on how their stories are told. Rebel Music Native America has received much positive response on social media. The episode is set to air on television. It is currently available for digital download and streaming. For National Native News, I'm Polly Dinetclaw.
A ribbon cutting for a Native American museum was held Friday in Cleburne, Texas. The Big Bear Native American Museum showcases Native life with a collection of items from several time periods. It's being tagged as one of a few museums dedicated to Native Americans in Texas. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. Science, technology, engineering, and math students thrive at New Mexico Tech. Personalized instruction, rigorous curricula, undergrad research opportunities. New Mexico Tech, where the smart kids go. Info in Winds of Change magazine or visit nmt.edu. The Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce's Convention and Tourism Department welcomes to Albuquerque the Striking Eagle Invitational Basketball Tournament and Educational Fair on December 31st. Information on services and the fair at ahcnm.org. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood. Last Thursday, MTV premiered an episode on their Facebook of a show called Rebel Music. It brought millions of eyes and ears to several Native nations. Here's a taste.
When the Americas were being settled, indigenous leaders fought being confined to reservations and to keep their culture and traditions alive. Many prophesied the Red Nations would rise after seven generations. And it would be a blessing for a troubled world, a world where our land and water are at risk, a world where our youth feel broken and Native women are threatened. Today, a spirit of resistance is in the air. Our struggle is a global struggle. If we fail, the world does too. Armed with our mics, the seventh generation rises.
And what do you think about what that young voice just shared? Did you catch the episode of Rebel Music? Did it make you think? What about strengthen your Native pride? The 20-minute something feature opens the stories and opens, and it also shares the words and voices of artists Frank Wong, Inez Jasper, Natani Means, and Mike Wheatco Cliff, and the communities that they connect to. And we have links to it on our website, also on our Facebook page. And today, we've got the artists featured in the episode right here on our show. And of course, our phone lines are open for you to participate in the conversation. All you have to do is call 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And to kick us off today, joining us from Los Angeles, California, is Billy Luther. He's the co-director of Rebel Music Episodes, our episode on Native America. And he's Navajo, Hopi, and Laguna Pueblo. Welcome back to Native America Calling, Billy.
Good morning.
Good day to you. And Billy, for the past few days, many eyes were on this project, both on the web and on MTV. What kind of impact do you think it's made so far?
I see, you know, a lot of positivity, and people are really excited that this program was made and, you know, connected with MTV. You just see a lot of youth kind of inspired and really just, you know, excited to see Native people on TV. And also, you know, which is for me was a big part of why I joined in making this film.
And Billy, do you think this episode changes anything for our Native nations?
Well, I think what it does is it kind of just gives kind of the voice of this younger generation that of our Native youth that isn't necessarily seen in mainstream media. So I think really that was a big that was pretty groundbreaking.
And so, Billy, MTV approached you to do this project. What were your initial thoughts?
You know, at first, I was like, okay, you know, I've kind of been pitched projects about Native America before by, you know, other companies and production companies, but this one, you know, they wanted a unique perspective. They really wanted that vision and voice of the artist. So once we started doing a lot of the research and I think the casting, that really got me excited. And the first person cast was Frank. And hearing his words and seeing his kind of his story and his music really was kind of like the stepping stone for us. And that was, you know, Frank was like the artist that we kind of like, we knew hands down that was, you know, we wanted to get artists just like him. And then we started with Inez, and then we got Natani and Mike. So it just became this really kind of this perfect kind of fit for this episode.
I can see how it just kept building, especially all the folks that you ended up with. They all have something great to say. They connect to their native communities. And it's definitely an honor to be able to, you know, take a moment here on our airwaves and connect Native America and folks who are connecting to us with the people they've seen on this episode. And we know it got a lot of views into the thousands. People have been watching these episodes. Who knows how many watched it on MTV2. And so today we're connecting you with the folks. We're going to start weaving them into the conversation here too. But if you saw it and you want to share what you thought, you can give us a call, 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's go ahead and bring in one of the voices featured. Joining us now from Chilliwack, British Columbia, Canada, is Inez Jasper, and she's an artist featured on the MTV episode of Rebel Music. She's Stolo, Ojibwe, and Métis. And Inez, I want to welcome you back to our hour. Hello, Inez.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. And, you know, congratulations in, you know, speaking your mind in this way, definitely on this medium. And Inez, you know, what has this really meant to you to be a part of this project?
It's meant so much to me on so many different levels. And I think at the end of the day, it's about our future, my children's future, the community's future, and you know, the positive things to come, and it gives me hope. And the other thing that's come up is that people are saying, you know, oh, you guys are making a difference in our community. And I keep saying, you know, we're just a small sample of the people that are out there doing great things. So it's really exciting time for our people.
Inez, there's something that comes out in the beginning, and I think I'm recognizing your voice as the narrator at the top of it. A big message that really comes out is our struggle is your struggle. What do you think about that?
Well, what we meant by that is that, you know, we are all one. Nobody in our community, specifically in the Indigenous community, is going through any kind of hardship alone. Many of our stories and struggles have similarities, you know, small differences. We come from different places, different families, different nations, but all of us have come from the same place and have the common experience of colonization. And then the non-Aboriginal community or Indigenous community, we are all living in the same continent and under the same government. And so that's a call to unity together, that we can come together. But first, we need to share our stories and come to a common understanding.
Thanks for that, Inez. And, you know, what do you think about that? You know, do we need that kind of message out there that Native struggles is everybody's struggle? Give us a call. We want to hear what you think. 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And what do you think about a spotlight like this being put on our young Native people from different Native nations, especially during Native Heritage Month? Give us a call. We want to hear from you. 1-800-996-2848. And Inez, what are you hoping viewers will take away from this episode?
I'm hoping that people can see that we can celebrate diversity. I'm hoping that people will see that we have a story to tell, and music is a common thread of storytelling. We can also create awareness of our situation for those people who are completely unaware. And I've had a huge response from Indigenous population who have been completely disconnected from their culture. They're looking for a way to connect. They're looking for a way to learn. And so we're drawing in more people. And the awareness piece seems to be the hugest part of it all. We're engaging a non-Indigenous community worldwide.
Yes, this platform is definitely reaching out worldwide. And, you know, we're reaching out to you today. We're asking you to join the conversation. All you have to do is call in 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. You know, the youth have spoken. They're speaking up about what they feel about their native nations, but also the things that are sometimes challenging them. And what about youth in your own area? You know, are they turning to music as well to tell the world what they think? Call us right now, 1-800-996-2848. Let's bring in our first caller. We have Mark in Fairbanks, Alaska, tuned in on KRFF. Mark, what do you think?
I love the program, and thank you for bringing it to our attention about the new show from Rebels. I'm going to look it up on the internet right now and check it out.
And it's titled Rebel Music. We got links to it on our Facebook, also our website. And Mark, for you, you know, what are you most excited about hearing, you know, just what you've heard so far?
Well, I'd like to learn more about other natives that live on reservations, because I don't live on a reservation. We still have our land out in the village and everything, but yeah, I think it's a good idea that people, the musicians out there would help the young people.
All right, Mark, great to hear from you there in Fairbanks. Again, phone lines are open, 1-800-996-2848. Let's go ahead and bring in another voice. Joining us from Chicago, Illinois, is Frank Wong, and he is Sichangu Lakota. He's an artist from the Rosebud Sioux Tribe, and he's also featured in the Rebel Music episode. Welcome back to Native America Calling, Frank.
Hey, Tara. It's great to be back.
And Frank, you know, we just had a caller, Mark, talking about he's also interested in connecting with other natives. I want to start with that. What do you think about that? This is this project is definitely connecting Native nations. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. You know, like I said in the episode, we live in a very beautiful time with a lot of potential to reconnect, because when the government colonizes and puts us on reservations, they cut off all those lines of communication that we had intertribally. You know, we traveled, we talked to each other, we shared stories, we shared tools to live. And now, because of social media and things like this Rebel Music episode, we're able to reconnect those lines of communication between tribes and build more solidarity.
And Frank, when you had a chance to see the episode after it was done and going out to the rest of the world, what were your thoughts?
I was, honestly, Tara, I was so relieved, because like Billy said, I was the first artist that they reached out to. So I've been working on this for, since the spring. And it was, you know, it was very tiring filming a lot. Definitely Billy and myself and all the other artists, we put a lot into it. So I was relieved and ready and happy that it was finally ready to see the world. And I was so proud that we did it in such a good, it turned out so well. You know, it was able to impact not only natives, but non-natives too, which is kind of a thin line to toe when you're doing mainstream media, but I feel like we nailed it.
And Frank, did you hear from anybody that you were surprised to hear from after the episode got out?
Anyone that I was surprised? Yeah, even a lot of elders from back home came up to my mom and said that they saw it on TV and were just talking about how proud they were of it. So that was definitely a really cool feeling to have elders from back home comment on it.
And I'm glad that you mentioned how far back, you know, this project has been forming and formulating. And Billy, do you also have a sense of relief? Did you let out a big sigh when this was actually going out to the world?
Yeah, you know, like anytime you work so hard on something, it really kind of, you just get this relief of like, you just want people to see it. You know, it's like having a child, you know, when you wait all these months and then, you know, creating, and then you put it out, and yeah, it was a huge relief. And to see like the work, like everyone's saying, like Inez, Natani, Frank, Mike are doing, it's quite powerful. And, you know, it's reached, I mean, right now we're going on almost, 4 million views on this. So that is, I've never had a project that had that many views.
And for you, Inez, anything you want to offer as well? You know, I know it's just a brief moment into many complicated and, you know, layers of culture and generations. But, you know, when you think about what's out there now, you know, anything you want to add?
In terms of the show, what's happening as a result, I think that there's a lot of people that are feeling inspired to make positive change. They're reaching out to one another. They're strategizing. It's sort of like reminding me of how inspired people were when the Idle No More movement was starting to happen. But I think, to me, this is an example of how we can look at, so how can we make the change? Because Idle No More was the inspiring movement. This is now, what do we do looking at ourselves? What kind of positive change can we make within ourselves? How do we approach life? How do we communicate and interact with one another? How do we reach out a hand and create safe space for the challenging dialogue that needs to happen? And it's already happening all over social networking. It's exciting.
Thanks, Inez. And again, phone lines are open, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Are you also inspired by these artists to make change? Or are you excited to hear young voices also talking about this? We want to hear from you, 1-800-996-2848. Frank, the part where you're featured towards the beginning, your mother is also featured, and she brings a voice of another generation. Anything you want to add about, you know, introducing the world to your mom?
Well, that was definitely a really cool part for me, because my mom is a very shy, reserved woman, but everything I am is because of her. You know, like, all this stuff I'm saying is just me regurgitating the things that I was told growing up. So it was really cool to be able to show people where I get all this that I talk about from, and why I do the things I do, because people are always like, you're a rapper, why do you rap about this stuff? Why do you rap about the land? Why do you rap about your culture? And it was because of how I was raised. So it was really cool for people to see that, to bring that camera crew into my home community, back on the res, into my house, into my family, and really just show them the conversations that made me who I am.
And Frank, anything else you want to share about, you know, as you just said, bringing the camera crew into your own homeland? You know, anything about any worries you might have had about misconceptions that, you know, people might have about our tribal nations? Were you worried about poverty porn being attached to this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But like Billy said, they passed about 10 points of inspection before I even let them set foot on our reservation. You know, I would never, ever bring a camera crew into my home if that was the case. So when they first reached out to me in the spring, I almost didn't do it, because I thought, you know, it's like, oh, it's MTV, it's going to be something whack or stereotypical. But once I started to talk to the crew, and I met Billy and Melissa and, you know, some other indigenous folks that are involved with the project, and I really seen that they were trying to do it right and they were listening to us, then I was okay with it. But by the time the camera started rolling, I was 100% sure. You know, I'm very protective of my story and how I portray my home community, so I would never let a camera crew in if I thought that it was going to be poverty porn.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Again, 1-800-996-2848 is the way to share your thoughts about this. And what about you? You know, when a film crew decides to come into our Native Nations to hear our story or to let our voices get out there, what do you think? And if you caught this episode of Rebel Music, do you think they did a good job? Give us a call, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Billy, anything to add about, you know, influencing the media in this way, by being a part of it, but also making sure no more misconceptions are going out there?
Yeah, you know, this was something that I think that was really, a personal journey for me as a filmmaker, and working with, you know, a big entity like MTV, they wanted to get it right. So I think now that this episode, you know, is being seen, I think people are actually, viewers are becoming aware that there's these great positive stories of hope and resilience among our people. And 'cause poverty porn, you know, that's easy to do. You know, you see that all the time. And these stories that we follow from these four artists, each have great kind of an impact, I think, with the viewer. And just knowing that, you know, the success that it's had, I mean, there's an audience for this. And there's so many people that want more. I mean, after the episode was over and the credits were rolling, people were like, they wanted more. So I think that's what's exciting for me, is to see people, there's an audience, you know, for more stories just like this.
Inez, anything else you want to add about, you know, giving an accurate portrayal of who we are as Native Nations?
I felt the same way as what Frank had said. There was many checkpoints along the way in the early stages of me becoming involved. I wanted to hear more from the producers. I was very excited to hear that Billy was involved in helping to maintain the integrity of our stories, and there was a lot of safe space created for us to have input to contest some of the points that were being made or even the direction of our own stories. It was crucial to me that if I was going to be involved in this project, that I was to be portrayed accurately and authentically. And I'm a mother. I'm a woman. I'm an Indigenous woman. I'm on a journey of healing, and I'm not afraid to share that journey with the world, because so many of our women have that story in common, that we're on a healing journey. And so it was, again, a real honor to be able to share something so personal and have the opportunity to connect with women not only across North America, but we are reaching out worldwide.
And we're also asking them to connect to us today. Share your thoughts, 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Carly in Portland, Oregon, tuned in online. Carly, what do you think?
Well, I just want to thank you for taking my call today, and I want to thank the artists there. You all are doing amazing work, and we all are really rooting for you. But I think that Rebel Music is really coming out at a perfect time. There's so much happening in the Indigenous community worldwide. And so, you know, I feel like Rebel Music is just, right now, it's really timed perfectly. And I think that, as Inez was saying just now, that, you know, it's really like crucial when somebody else tells your story. And so I think that it could have, you know, like anything like this could have gone one way or another. And I think that they did a really fantastic job of telling the story about what's going on and what the activism is that Native Americans are on the forefront of, especially environmental activism and activism around women, violence against women. And so I think that Rebel Music really did a fantastic job so far, from what I've seen, of giving like a really good picture of a good snapshot of what these artists are doing. And we're all really rooting for them, and it's really amazing. And so I'm really happy with what I've seen so far. And I'm just waiting for more.
Right on. Carly, did you catch it on the internet?
I did. I watched it. I follow several of the artists already online. And so I, of course, when the episode was airing, of course, from all directions it came out. And so I just watched it online.
And Carly, you're like many people who caught it on that format. I'm also wondering, what do you guys think about this premiering on the internet? Phone lines are open. We will be right back after this short break. Throughout the year, many nonprofit organizations ask for donations. The call for financial support grows even louder during the holidays. Do you trust that charities are spending your dollars wisely? Which organizations do you support? Join us on the next Native America Calling as we learn how to judge the effectiveness of charities.
To the belly of the beast, meet between these dirt streets and this concrete, yelling freedom from my people till the day that I die. Let out this war cry from my people in the sky. So let me pray to the east, where my savior say my peace. Naturally, you couldn't handle me, and this vanity has damaged me. Lost inside the cycle, still I pray for my family. Man, but we grew up inside insanity. Middle finger up to the flag you saluting. Back into a corner, revolution, the solution. This is for the women, stolen, forced, and prostitution. And I'm repping for my brethren. Seventh Gen.
Support for this program is provided by the Native American Rights Fund, reminding you that sovereignty is not free. Native American Rights Fund has been helping Indian tribes for over 40 years with critical issues such as treaty enforcement, hunting and fishing rights, Indian child welfare, religious freedom, and more. You too can become a modern-day warrior with your support for NARF's work. Learn more at narf.org and join the fight for Native rights.
The Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce's Convention and Tourism Department welcomes to Albuquerque the Striking Eagle Invitational Basketball Tournament and Educational Fair on December 31st. Information on services and the fair at ahcnm.org.
Welcome back to Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood from Isleta Pueblo, and thanks for joining us today. If you didn't know, you can also connect with us through Facebook, or you can send us an email. You send it to comments@nativeamericacalling.com. And today we're talking about the MTV episode, Rebel Music, that focuses on Native American artists. And we want to know, did you watch it? It premiered on MTV's Facebook last week, and the video has thousands and of shares, and it's also been shared many, many, many times. We got a link to it on our Facebook, also on our website. And the artists featured in the episode are Inez Jasper, Frank Wong, Mike Wheatco Cliff, and Natani Means. And the short feature, they brought up issues, what it means to be a young Native person facing the world. And through their voice and music, they also use this medium to bring light to issues facing Native nations, including violence against women and threats to the land. What about in your area? Are young people using music to tell the world about their lives and what they're faced with? Join our conversation right now by calling 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Mary Anna in Boston, Massachusetts. She wants to tell us something, too. Mary Anna, welcome to our Talking Circle. What would you like to share?
I love you guys. I'm so happy that there's something like this out there. I'm just a really big fan.
Mary Anna, you know, what does it mean to you to either click onto the internet or turn on your TV and see these Native people speaking out?
I'm proud. I'm really proud. And thankful that they're doing something.
Mary Anna, I'm proud too. That's, you know, a lot of the things that are fueling today's show. Great to hear from you. They're in Boston, Massachusetts. We also want you to join the hour, 1-800-996-2848. Let's go ahead and bring back the voices today with us on the line. We have Frank Wong, Inez Jasper, and also Billy Luther. All three are connected to the Rebel Music episode. And again, want to remind you, we have a link on our website. If you're wondering, what is this? I want to see it. There's a way to get at it. Folks, I wanted to ask you about the different issues that you were also able to connect people to. Inez, you mentioned earlier about, you know, telling the world about our story as Indigenous women. You are also talking, you know, openly about issues that are facing Native women, especially missing, murdered Indigenous women movement going across, you know, the nations. Inez, why bring this up in a feature like this? Why is it important?
Well, part of what I do and my music and my journey is a journey of healing and sharing positivity and my journey of embracing my healthy sexuality and sensuality to try to get on that red road, you know, carry myself in a good way, represent myself, because whether I choose to or not, I'm representing my people, my nation, my community, my family, and something that I keep encountering in that journey, you know, that keeps blocking my way is that, you know, in the process of trying to inspire and empower other women, this issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women keeps crossing my path. So much so that when I was staying in a hotel in Winnipeg, it was a stone's throw away that Tina Fontaine's body was found in a garbage bag on the banks of the river. This issue is in my face. It's all around me. And so I needed to learn more about it. I'm still learning about it. The issue of missing and murdered women is common throughout Turtle Island, but the patterns of it are different in every community I know in British Columbia. Here in Canada, we have the Highway of Tears, where we really try to get women not to hitchhike because they tend to go missing in that area. In northern BC as well, there was the terrible story of the pig farmer who disposed of bodies on his farm, and that was linked to organized crime. But I mean in different areas, and I know Frank and Natani and Mike can speak to the different things that we're learning about, man camps, different, you know, human slave trade, things like that. It's all coming to the forefront, and we're just asking people to learn with us.
Thanks, Inez. And Frank, for you, you also, you know, bring up several issues as well, including protecting the land. And I know a lot of people have connected you to this movement, talking about protecting our land, also our water. Why do you think it was also important to bring this up in the episode?
I think it's important because it's my home. It's a... I do it because, like I said, it's how I was raised. My family lives off of the land. Back home on the Rosewood Reservation, we still have our land intact, and we're doing all we can to protect it. We've been doing all we can to protect it for many years now. So for me, it just seemed like the right thing to do. You know, it just felt like I needed to do it. That's the only reason.
All right. Looks like we might have lost Frank there. Let's try and get him back. 1-800-996-2848. While this group got together in the Rebel Music episode, they also got together to bring more of their thoughts and take on the world through the music. They collaborated to create a song. It's called The Revolution. And here's more of their message to the world.
To the belly of the beast, meet between these dirt streets and this concrete, yelling freedom for my people till the day that I die. Let out this war cry from my people in the sky. So let me pray to the east, where my sages say my peace. Naturally, you couldn't handle me, and this vanity has damaged me. Lost inside the cycle, still I pray for my family. Manually grew up inside insanity. Middle finger up to the flag you saluting. Back into a corner, revolution, the solution. This is for the women, stolen, forced, and prostitution. And I'm rapping for my brethren, 7th Jan stepping. Got the Smith and Wesson, or these words as my weapon. So Frank, let's reclaim and revolt. Yeah, got the black hills and they'll never be sold. And that gold they were searching for is deep in our soul. This was foretold.
Too hot, too hot, too hot to touch for ya. Too much, too much, too much to hold. Truth be told, you're the winner.
They pray that I fall, but my father's actions are symptomatic of havoc that we face through colonial tactics. Spray flows like an automatic, kick it like it's a habit. Gotta do it like this when they view our culture like it's static. Democratic state ain't give me nothing but hate, so I gotta give these kids something they can relate to. Brown boy with braids, I was born raised on a rest, so if I can do it, you can do it. Put that on everything, mama, I just wanna rap. I seen pain and drama, I don't want it back. Give me 100 sacks, wish I just want a chance. I'm gonna be myself even when you say I can't.
give you more bars, rapping through life's ills. Put a crib for my fam in the Black Hills. Put my mama on, now that the drama gone. You can save your props, sing me an honor song. No, I ain't a rebel, I'm just indigenous. Resistance comes natural when you live limitless. I said I ain't a rebel, I'm just indigenous. They can't handle us, cause we live limitless.
Slum, love the city where I live. Go on and give them thanks for everything I did. You probably remember me back when I was a kid. Now I'm all grown up, teachers thought I'd never make it. Damn, look I did. Them dodged every bid from the cops I hid. Never thought I'd graduate, parole thought I'd violate. Now my flow straight annihilate. Smart creatures, preaching to my peers what I've held in for years. Columbus is garbage, went off to college. Fill my AK with knowledge, holding more knowledge in my middle finger than the crazy police and they trigger fingers. Smart poor militants, running for a president. Here to change the world for little boys and girls. Lost in a world full of mountain-like hurdles. Sturdy as a chair, on my parents never there. Been waiting for this moment, real shit, never quoted. Never quoted.
And you just heard The Revolution. It's a collaboration between Inez Jasper, Frank Wong, Mike Wheatcocliffe, and Natani Means. What did you think of that song? Give us a call, 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And what does it mean to hear a unified Native voice today, especially the nations that have come together on this project titled Rebel Music, an episode that aired last week, and it's making its way around the internet, and people have also had a chance to see it on MTV. What do you think? Natives on MTV. Call us right now, 1-800-996-2848. There's two more voices that we heard in that song that we're going to bring in now. Joining us from Phoenix, Arizona is Mike Wheatcocliffe, and he's a hip-hop and street artist. He is Oglala Lakota. Welcome to Native America Calling, Mike.
How's it going, Monica? How's it going, everybody? How's it going? And I'm glad to be on the show. Thank you, guys.
Welcome, welcome. Also with us in Phoenix, Arizona is Natani Means. He's a hip-hop artist, and he is also Oglala Lakota. He's Dene and Omaha. Welcome to Native America Calling, Natani.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing today?
We're doing good. And gentlemen, you had some great lyrics in that last track. I want to go ahead and start with, you know, the importance of the world hearing young Native people. Let's start off with you, Natani.
Yeah, I think what this whole thing has brought was, you know, a lot of eyes, not only on us as musicians, but on our people. And really, that's what we went into this really wanting to show was, you know, we represent our people, we represent the earth, and everything we rap about, the reasons why we go to these shows and we do performances for kids, you know, whether it be in an auditorium, music hall, or on the back of a truck in a park, you know, it's for the healing of our people. We talk about a lot of issues in our music, and the platform that MTV brought for us and put us on, you know, just like the caller said earlier, with perfect timing. You know, so many issues going on in not only Native America, but in the world that need to be addressed. And it's just good to get our voice out.
All right, thanks, Natani. And Mike, for you, in the episode of Rebel Music, it features a moment where both you and Natani reconnect to home communities. Mike, what does it mean to you to share that part of when Native nations are asking, you know, their own youth, their own young people to come back and reconnect with the youth, especially, you know, putting out a positive message? Go ahead, Mike.
I'm glad you asked that. I was totally, that's exactly what I was thinking about. So, I mean, for me, I haven't been home in about a year and a half until then when we did that show, because we were working. We literally, me and Natalia had worked on Two Worlds. We worked hard on that. We pushed it for a whole year, you know. And, you know, for me, going back home and just realizing, you know, seeing all my youngins and realizing, like, it's tough to get out of there. Let alone realize what's going on, what's happening to us. So, I mean, it's big for me to go back and try and get us all on the same page so we can pay attention to what's going on, you know, and love each other at that.
And Mike, you also shared a moment with your brother where you're reconnecting with him and talking about the importance of, I guess, being positive. Anything you want to add about, you know, showing the world into what some may say, you know, that's a private space?
Yeah, that was tough. It was really tough for me to let out my personal life. But I mean, everything you see, it's what would have happened if there wasn't cameras around, you know what I mean? So with my little brother, it's I remember being his age, and I remember I was negative. I remember being so negative, and I couldn't tell you why. It's negative. There's a lot of negativity. It comes from a lot of dark places, and it grabs the youth. It'll grab you. And I say it like that because it literally does. So what I'm trying to do is just show them that they can do anything, because I remember sitting on that reservation thinking I wouldn't even live to be 21. It's big.
Yeah, there's some heavy topics that both of you are bringing about. Even just listening to those lyrics again in that last track that we played. And these are things that I know a lot of people wish we talked about more. And, you know, if there's something that has really come out in what you're hearing in today's program, we want to hear from you. What do you think that these young people are creating this kind of dialogue? Call us right now, 1-800-99-NATIVE. And Natani, anything else you want to add about, you know, bringing these issues, especially like right now? What do you think, Natani?
You know, I think it's important that we do that for our generation. You know, I grew up around my father, who was an activist, and I watched him fight countless years all the way to his death. You know, and not have anybody listen. And just for us to take a stand and do what we're doing at a young age, you know, I think him, a lot of the activists from the 70s, our ancestors from the 1800s and before that, they're proud of us. And what we talk about in our music, my biggest goal is so I could relate to that child on the reservation, because I lived there. I was him. I was that kid. I grew up around alcoholics, and I just want these kids to know that they're not going through this alone. That we made it out. That we went to higher education. And we woke up, and we don't want these kids to feel like they're alone anymore. We want them to relate to our struggles, relate to our stories too, because we're here and we have your back.
Natani, thanks for that. And, you know, as we talk about this and thinking again, the type of platform that this episode is put on, it's also given a chance for natives around the world, as well as non-natives, and relating. And what do you think about what Natani just shared? You know, do our youth need to hear more messages like this? Call us right now, 1-800-99-NATIVE. We have a caller in Rosebud, South Dakota. We're going to bring in Nicole. She is tuned in on KOYA. Nicole, welcome to the hour.
Thank you.
And Nicole, what do you want to tell us?
Me and my daughters, Santia and Crystal, all wanted to say we're very proud of Frank Juan and how far he's come, and we support him completely on fighting for indigenous rights and the way he's handling himself. We're very proud of him.
Thanks, Nicole. Frank here on the line with us, too. Any words for Nicole?
I just want to say thank you to Nicole for calling in. Support from back home means the most, man. I think about home every day, and I miss everyone back home.
All right, Nicole, thank you for your call.
I know all my kids are waiting for you to come back, so you stay safe out there, and hopefully you'll be home soon.
All right, Nicole, thank you for your call there in Rosebud again. You can also reach out to us. Send us an email at comments@nativeamericacalling.com. Well, there's a lot of angles that come from this episode of Rebel Music. There's actually some extra that goes along with it. There's curriculum attached to it where people can learn more about the artists, as well as being introduced to more people who are taking a stance and teaching the world about Native issues and Native life. And so there's a lot to explore here. We're getting into the music today. We're hearing from some of the voices, but there is more to explore. So we're going to go ahead and open up another side to this. Joining us now from New York City is Simon Moya Smith, and he's a correspondent with Indian Country Today Media Network. And Simon is a citizen of the Oglala Lakota Nation. Welcome to Native America Calling, Simon.
Thanks for having me.
And I guess I should say welcome back, Simon. Simon, you also wrote articles that are on the Rebel Music website that included other artists. Anything you want to share about bringing so many voices together in this medium?
I think it's unprecedented. If you look at it, I mean, it's a 6-chapter editorial that covers people like Stephen Paul Judd, Matika Wilbur, A Tribe Called Red. It really provides Native Americans today a voice on a much more mainstream platform, highlighting the talents that isn't just music, it's painting, it's photography. And it provides people an insight to these indigenous artists today in the 21st century.
Simon, you cover a lot through your work with Indian Country Today. Also, just, you know, keeping your eye on things when it comes to stereotypes. What do you think this project does to the negative aspect people have attached to Native America?
I mean, it debunks the stereotype. I mean, it really does provide people a lens into the indigenous plight and prosperity of today's indigenous individual. I mean, again, we have to take heed of the missing and murdered indigenous women. We have to take heed of the suicide epidemic on reservations. But this also shows people the really positive end of Native Americans and our talent, being that, you know, Natani Means, Frank, Inez, Witko. That's not something that people get an opportunity to see a lot. There are stereotypes of Native Americans just being drunks or, you know, only living on reservations. Well, this isn't the case. I know that the Tribe Called Red, I think two of them were born and raised in the city. So this entire project, whether it's the editorial or the episode itself, really provides people a view into the 21st century indigenous individual.
And Simon, anything to leave us with about maybe how this might change, you know, future projects or maybe even more networks picking up a spotlight like this?
It really does provide Native Americans a voice today in the idea that we use social media and social media tools like YouTube and Twitter and Facebook to take our voice back. You know, Native American voice has been marginalized, right? And then also geographically isolated. But we all have the ability to take that voice back in this generation. Again, our elders probably couldn't do this like 30, 40 years ago. But today, people are beginning to see indigenous peoples who we are today. I mean, we're mixed. We live on and off the reservation. This will help, I think, also mainstream media look into Native America, doing more Native American stories and First Nation stories.
All right, Simon Moya, thank you for joining us today here on Native America Calling. And you can connect with him at Indian Country Today, Simon Moya Smith. Billy, I want you to touch on social media. This aired first on Facebook. You know, how does this, you know, put this into context about reaching out to not only our youth, but maybe Native America?
Well, if you see, I mean, like, if you look at ratings, like television ratings, you know, even like 10 years ago, television ratings are declining. A lot of today's youth are getting a lot of their entertainment and information on the internet. So I think that by launching it on the online first, I think that was really a really cool move because it was released globally, not just in America. It wasn't just a national broadcast. It was global. It was a global release. So I think that was really cool because we were getting comments from people from New Zealand and, and also from Asia, excited about this, excited about seeing this program. So people, wanted to see more of this episode. And that's what we're doing. We're creating a longer piece for this when it debuts in the spring.
All right. Thanks for that. And Inez, any thoughts you want to leave us with about using, this kind of format and being that influence that is leading to hopefully change? Anything, Inez?
I think it's an opportunity, like the boys have said, that we all have a part to do in this movement. Part of it is looking at ourselves, how we can practice those things in our daily life, and then making a good attempt at doing that and sharing our journey with the world in that process. And for us, we happen to have a larger platform as artists because we share our journey through our music and our triumphs, our challenges. And like Natani was speaking to the issue that we are not much different than a lot of the youth that are out there struggling on and off the reserve. We have encountered addiction in our family, in our communities, theft, suicide, abuse, domestic abuse, violence, missing and murdered Indigenous women, but we choose to stand strong. And sometimes we fall down, but we try to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and keep moving forward because we want better for ourselves and our children.
Thanks, Inez. I think one thing that really stood out to me as I was watching this, it was a quote that came out of it. Young people are rising to the occasion. Frank Juan, we are wrapping up today. Any final words? You got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I just encourage everyone to go watch the episode if you haven't. It's at 3.5 million views and counting. And thank you to everyone who helped do the project. Thank you to everyone who helped share it with the world. It's a little overwhelming. It seems surreal to me. I never in a million years thought I would be on MTV, and I'm sure everyone on the phone with us right now, Mike and Natani and Inez, probably feels the same way. So it's a really humbling thing to do a project like this, work so hard on it, and have it get all the love that it's gotten from Indian country and outside of Indian country.
All right. Great work, everybody. I want to thank you for joining us. We're at the end of the hour. And if you want to learn more about the artists you heard on the show today, go to our website, nativeamericacalling.com. Thanks to our crew, Sarah Gustavus, Monica Brain, Andy Murphy, also Stephen Emmons, our engineer. And thanks to Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. I'm Tara Gatewood. We'll be back tomorrow.
The Intertribal Agriculture Council invites you to the largest gathering of American Indian agriculture producers, tribal natural resource professionals, and USDA service providers in the country. We welcome you in the effort to move Indian country from importing all our food to eating what we produce. Our ancestors fed themselves, and it's time we did so today. You can join this effort by attending the IAC meeting in Las Vegas, December 8th through the 11th at the Flamingo. Information available by clicking the membership meeting button at IndianAgLink.com.
Support provided by the Anchorage Marriott Downtown, one block from the Denina Convention Center and close to restaurants and shopping, welcoming the upcoming Bureau of Indian Affairs meeting. For booking, 1-800-228-9290 and mention BIA.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization located in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. Music is provided by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.